Job. Chapter 6. But Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea, therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison thereof drinks up my spirit, the terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Does the wild donkey bray when it has grass? Or the ox lows over its fodder? Can that which is tasteless be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as loathsome food to me. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand, and cut me off. Then should I still have comfort, yea, I would exalt myself in sorrow, let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength, that I should hope? And what is my end, that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones? Or is my flesh of bronze? Is not my help within me? And is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted pity should be shown from his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks that pass away, which are black by reason of the ice, and in which the snow is hid. At what time they become warm, they vanish; when it is hot, they vanish out of their place. The paths of their way turn aside, they go nowhere, and perish. The caravans of Kmalukt, the travelers of Sheba waited for them. They were disappointed because they had confidence, they came there, and were confused. For now you are nothing, you see my terror, and are afraid. Did I say, Bring unto me? Or, Give the reward for me of your substance? Or, Deliver me from the enemy's hand? Or, Redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand how I have erred. How forceful are right words! But what does your arguing prove? Do you intend to reprove words, and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, you overwhelm the fatherless, and you dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be injustice, yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?